We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It is the first of September 2021. We have 11 games to talk about here on today's slate, and we're joined today by the birthday boy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Will, happy birthday. How are you doing, my friend?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing good. Another year's passed. Another year of age is added on, and I'm enjoying it. I love being an adult. I don't want to go back to being a kid. I like making my own decisions and running my own life. And another good slate is upon us. Football's almost here. NBA's right around the corner. I know that sounds crazy, but it'll be here before you know it. Sports is in full swing, literally. Still got golf going on. Good time to be alive, man.
Yes, sir. I mean, I feel like I say this every day, but it's like it's nonstop sports right now. And it's not stopping anytime soon. So, I mean, it's definitely fun. We talk about it all the time. And yeah, man, I'm excited and ready to talk some baseball here. It was an 11 game slate, but I think it's 10, right? Because the Miami Mets game, I don't think is playing. And we'll have to see. I mean, it looks like there's going to be a lot of rain in Washington too. So we'll have to kind of see how this slate plays out, but we could see like a 9-game slate by the time, this rolls around, tomorrow afternoon. So, or today, if you're listening actually on Wednesday. So hope everyone's doing well. And, let's get into the slates. As always, we appreciate you guys listening. If there's anything that you ever want or have questions on for the podcast, throw them at me. I might not answer them that day, but there's a good chance that like on those smaller slates, we have a few of those coming up here for like Thursday night football and stuff. So if you guys have questions like that, just always feel free to ask. Philadelphia at Washington is where we get started with this one. Again, this is a game that potentially has some weather, so we'll be paying attention to that. It has an 8.5 total, and the Phillies are a 180 favorites. It's Aaron Nola against Espino. Any interest here in Nola?
Man, the weather may be bad. If the weather's not bad, I don't mind Nola at 9,500. Not my favorite pitcher on the slate, but clearly not the worst pitcher either. So I think I'll be in on some Nola, especially for the price. But I do want to see what's going to happen with this weather.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, when you're looking at Aaron Nola in this matchup, you're just like, all right, well, if the weather's good, he's definitely in play. I mean, I don't think you overthink it. And I think that, like, it's just one of those spots. If the weather's okay, you can take shots on Aaron Nola. He's 9,500. The bottom of this order is really bad now. So, yeah, we'll have to see how it kind of plays out. But I think, again, it could be really bad.
Yeah.
Espanyol on the other side. I mean, he's coming off of a game where he pitched fantastic against the Mets. He struck out 7 in 5 innings in 68 pitches. On even if this game ends up as like a 9-game slate, I just worry about like the overall upside.
Yeah, I'm not playing him in this spot. If you believe in hot streaks, Philly bats are starting to heat up just a tad. Definitely going to be avoiding him.
Let's talk Philly's bats. Definitely a team that I think you could potentially look at here with all these injuries and stuff. You're going to get, I mean, McCutchen's cheap, Herrera's cheap, Brad Miller's cheap. So, I mean, you could play Harper and get the pieces around him pretty cheap.
Yeah, and they actually led off with Freddie Galvis today, who will probably be in the lineup as well, as long as everything plays. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is a good team. You can build around Harper, you know, and Realmuto or Segura, if that floats your boat. Either way, there are enough cheap pieces to just make this whole thing come together. Love the Philly bats in this spot.
Washington, anything standing out to you here?
Negative.
Yeah, it's kind of where I'm at. I don't really have a ton of interest in Washington. We move on to Baltimore at Toronto. Matt Harvey against Steven Matz. Maybe the Toronto offense will finally wake up against Matt Harvey. We'll see. 10 total in this game. The Blue Jays are a 260 favorite. Any interest here in Matt Harvey?
No.
I mean, I've stacked them the last 2 days and they haven't gotten there. I'm going to try it again. But I mean, yeah, I don't have any interest here in Matt Harvey. And then, I mean, Steven Matz on the other side, low walk rates, good strikeouts, on the bottom of this order, but it's not like Steven Matz is going to blow the ball by anybody anymore. 8,300, I think, is a little pricey for Matz. I don't think it's a bad spot, but I mean, I think he is okay. I don't think he's great. I think he's okay.
Steven Matz is 8,300 on this slate. And Blake Snell is 7,700 on the previous slate. Doesn't make any sense. I'm not playing Steven Matz.
I mean, let's talk Baltimore bats. Anything standing out to you here?
I'm always in for some cheap Austin Hayes or Santander. I mean, these guys, they're just so cheap all the time. And Hayes, Santander, Mountcastle, Mancini, any of these guys can send one, you know, out of the park. So I don't want to stack Baltimore, but I definitely think one of these guys get a hold of one.
Toronto, I mean, I already kind of said it. Like, I've liked the stack the last couple days, and, I mean, I'm going right back to the well here.
Same. I mean, Matt Harvey's been serviceable, but you know we're not playing Matt Harvey against the Blue Jays. I don't care if they score zero runs. I don't want them to score zero runs, Stevie, but I'm not playing them. Matt Harvey is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Harvey, a lot of hard contact to both sides. He does generate more ground balls, but, I mean, I'm loading up on the Toronto bats here. I'm loading up on Toronto bats. All right, we got the Yankees and the Angels. Gerrit Cole against everything I'm reading says Paddy Nottington. I guess who's going to start here? I mean, it's an 8.5 total, and the Yankees are a huge favorite. They're like 265. What are your thoughts here on Gerrit Cole?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's in play. 9,900. I like the price. You know, mainly has to worry about Ohtani for the most part, I think, in terms of, you know, guys that could really get to him. A lot of strikeouts in this lineup. A couple guys that aren't going to strike out a ton, but he's got enough. 9,900. He's one of my top plays on the board today.
Yeah, I mean, until Trout is some, like, until this lineup is just 100%, I mean, this is going to be just a spot we're going to keep looking at. I mean, yeah, I think Cole at 9,900, very, very much in play here. And then, I mean, Nottington on the other side, I'm going to pass. I mean, he's a lefty going up against the Yankees, only threw 58 pitches against the Padres last time out. Yeah, I'm going to pass here. This is his first start. Like, it's just, it's not a good mix.
Yeah, absolutely not playing Packy Naughton. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here, Will says. Get him out of here. So, all right. Yankees bats, I think they're going to be somewhat popular here. Day game in LA. I think this is a good spot.
Yeah, man. Love the Yanks. Starting to come up in price some, but not nearly enough. Rizzo still 39, LeMahieu 4K, Judge 56, Stanton 48, which Judge is priced up, but Stanton 48, Gallo 46, Voit 34, Gio Urshela, I mean, just still incredibly cheap overall. This will probably be one of the higher on stacks today, I would say.
On the Angels, I mean, you could play Ohtani any day, but I think overall this is just not a spot that I'm going to be playing a lot of Angels bats, if any.
Yep, no Angels bats.
All right, we got Boston going up against Tampa. It's Rasmussen against Chris Sale. Okay, so it's an 8 total. And the Red Sox are 135 favorites. Any interest here in Chris Sale?
I feel like I need to have interest, man. Like, I mean, he's been fantastic since coming back. The problem is I still don't see him getting to 100. I know he was at 89 against Baltimore. That was 5 innings, 8 Ks. I think he's going to get the strikeouts. I think it's asking a lot if we think he's going to hit 30. And that's my concern with playing him. I don't think he's going to get 30.
I mean, he gets one of the best ballpark shifts in baseball going from Boston to Tampa. I just can't trust the fact, like, what's the ceiling? Like, yeah. We know he's a big strikeout pitcher. We know that. But, like, I mean, are they going to let him go 90 pitches? I mean, as soon as he gets in trouble, like, we haven't seen him in a close game yet either. I mean, every game he's pitched this season, they've been absolutely cruising. That's why he's 3-0. He's been pitching fantastic, and the offense has been backing him up. So, I mean, you know, can you play Sale? Yeah, he's Chris Sale. I mean, 3 years ago, we're like, who's the better strikeout pitcher, Scherzer or Sale? I mean, Sale is one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball, so... yeah, I mean, I definitely think Sale's in play, but I'm worried about the overall upside.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Rasmussen on the other side, he's 7K going up against the Red Sox. This is an easy pass for me. I don't expect him to pitch deep, and
yeah, not playing him.
All right, bats in this game, anything on the Red Sox?
I'm not really excited about it. All the big bats are priced up. I mean, Verdugo's still cheap, Dahlbeck and these guys, but I don't think the Red Sox are going to beat me today, so I don't need them. And I'm not playing any Tampa bats.
Yeah, I mean, I think mini stacks are okay on either side of this game, but overall, I'm going to probably pass on both these offenses. Xander Bogaerts out. Like, if I wanted to stack Boston, it'd be like Devers, Schwarber, JD, and they're all over 5K, and it's not a great ballpark. And I mean, yeah, it's a pass for me. And then on Tampa, they're facing Chris Sale. Don't need to say anything else. Oakland at Detroit. This game is at a 9.5 total. The Athletics are a 170 favorite. We got Kaplan against Willie Peralta. Any interest here in James Kaplan?
I don't think so. I don't think he's the worst player in the world. So let me say that. I don't think he's bad, but I think what I would do is I just spend the extra money and get up to Nola. So I think for that reason, I'm just going to pass.
I think he's okay. He is a talented prospect that grades out as a good strikeout pitcher. He's facing Detroit. He's righty against Detroit too. I mean, I think the upside is there for Kaplan in this spot. Like, you know, you look at this lineup and there's a ton of strikeouts in this lineup, just up throughout the whole lineup. It's not like a low strikeout team. They don't walk a lot. I mean, we're looking at like a 26% K rate for most of these guys against right-handed pitching. So I think Kaplan's in play. If they go pretty right-handed heavy, I like him even more. He's done a lot better against righties and against lefties this season. So I think Kaplan is in play. I do like this 8K range, though. So Willie Peralta on the other side of this game. Peralta, 15% K rates, 5X FIP on the season. This is an easy pass for me coming off the IL.
Yep. No shares. Zero. Zilch.
All right, let's talk hitters here. Anything standing out to you for Oakland?
Yeah, this is a stack spot for me, man, up and down. Connor, 42. Maybe I play Marte, maybe I don't. Maybe I play Olsen, maybe I don't. Probably would play Olsen, try to get that home run upside, but Marte's just been swinging a pretty good bat as well, just constantly churning out fantasy points. Lowry, Jay Hay, Chapman, I think you stacked the A's today against this team, man. They should hang another big number. I think they're at 8 runs at the recording of this podcast. Definitely expecting another big number here again.
All right. I like Oakland a lot here. I think they crush in this spot. I don't really have any interest in Detroit. I think the guys you'd play are just too expensive.
Yep, not playing them.
All right, we're cruising today, Will. I mean,
another cruising game is coming up. I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's Pittsburgh at Chicago taking on the White Sox. 9 total in this game. The White Sox anywhere from a 320 to 360 favorite. Keller against Rodon. Any interest here in Mitch Keller?
Nope.
Yeah, easy pass. Easy pass. And then Carlos Rodon on the other side, he's expensive, but he's in a fantastic spot.
Yeah, do I want to play him, though? I mean, they pulled him in that Toronto game at 67 pitches. Went 5 innings, had, 3 Ks. I mean, maybe he was in a jam, I'm not sure, but I don't know, man. I think I might want to avoid Carlos Rodon here, even against Pittsburgh. And I'm sure it'll come back to haunt me because I'm game log watching the pitch counts, but these pitch got 79, 74, 89. I know that was against the Cubs. He still put up 35 fantasy points, but I'm very afraid of the pitch count with him for 10.1K.
I mean, it's definitely something that needs to be said. Giolito got pulled, I think, at 85 or 86 pitches on Tuesday night.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Did he get hurt?
I thought he did.
I know he was in a jam, but I didn't realize he got hurt. I know, like, he was just off. He was walking people. His command stinks. And you got to remember, too, in the AL Central, the White Sox are, 10 or 12 games up on the Indians. Like, they're cruising to the playoffs at this point. The Twins have given up. The Royals have given up. The Detroit Tigers is in this division. And the Indians, I mean, like, this division is like the White Sox. They've won this division. Like, let's just – I'll go ahead and give them the division title now, unless some crazy Mets stuff happens. Like, I mean, I just don't even think like anybody in the division can catch them either. The White Sox are on cruise control and they need to keep these guys healthy because like, even if you look at it though, like they are tied with the Yankees for like the same record right now. Like this White Sox team is good. So if they could keep these pitchers healthy coming down the stretch, I don't think anybody is like safe to throw 100 pitches right now in this lineup. Like you said, he threw 67 like the last time out, but he's only thrown over 80 in one of his last 4 starts. So yeah. kids gloves right now with this pitching staff. So let's talk bats. Anything on the Pittsburgh side here?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a pass for me. The White Sox bats, I do think this is a spot you can go back to the well here on the White Sox.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Just keep churning out those stacks. I mean, and they're not expensive overall, you know, in terms of the pricing, you know, Louis Robert, 4,400, Moncada, 45, Eloy, 49. Yasmani is the most expensive bat in this lineup at 55, but then you got Goodwin, Vaughn, I mean, all these other guys. Cesar Hernandez, so cheap. So I like this stack a lot.
Yeah, I like the White Sox a lot too. I think they pour it on here against Pittsburgh. So definitely a spot that I'm going to be looking at. All right, we got the Indians and the Royals, 9 total. Royals a 130 favorite. Logan Allen against Mike Minor. Any interest here in Logan Allen?
No.
Any interest in Mike Minor?
No.
It's kind of how I look at it too. I wouldn't call you crazy if you took shots on Mike Minor here. Yeah. Like I wouldn't call you crazy. He is 6,800. This lineup strikes out a ton, you know, Reyes, even Zimmer, Bradley, if they leave these lefties in there, it's definitely a bump to Minor. He has good strikeout stuff against left-handed hitters. They don't walk. So, I mean, if you land in this range, I mean, he might be the only guy under 7K that I think you can take shots on today.
Yeah, I definitely get that angle for sure. Like that I won't argue with at all.
Maybe Joe Ryan. We'll talk about him when we get there. But I mean, he might be the only other guy under.
Where's 7K. Alexi when we need him, Stevie? Where's Alexi?
I was right about that. That's for sure. he didn't even pitch as good as I thought he was going to, and he still had a good game. So
yeah,
I mean, you never know. All right, bats in this game. Anything standing out to you for Cleveland?
Yeah, I definitely think you can take some of these righties. They're going to strike out, but Franmil and Jose Ramirez have just as good of a chance as anyone to send one out of the park. So you know, those are guys. Austin Hedges, cheap catcher alert, 2,500 if he's in the lineup. Let's go, man. 2,500 out of the park, one bomb. We're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, sure. No issues with that. No issues with Reyes. Like the righties, like you said, the power righties, they're just kind of expensive. So, and then on the Kansas City side, Will, when I was like researching the slate, I was like, all right, well, maybe if Kansas City is cheap, maybe we could look at some of these guys. You know, definitely Perez, but like these guys aren't cheap. I mean, like assuming they run out their like normal lineup, it's not like any of these guys are like value plays.
Well, I mean, Carlos Santana's 29 and Hunter Dozier's 26 if they're in the lineup. So that'll help balance it out. I will say this. I was hoping we were going to get 44 to 4,500 Whit Merrifield today. He came in at 5K.
Right.
And then I was hoping we'd get like, I figured Sal would be around 51, 52. And he comes in at 62. And it's like, oh my gosh. So just definitely sticker shock. I'm still going to stack the Royals against Logan Allen, though. I'll just fill it in with these cheaper guys, Whit, Sal, and then. Give me some Santana. Give me some Hunter Dozier. I'll even run Michael Taylor out there today. He's probably going to send one over the fence. Logan Allen's bad. So I'm still in on the Royals, I think, only because these other guys are in the under 3K that I want to play.
Yeah. All right. We got the Cubs and the Twins. This game has an 8 total, and the Twins are a minus 200 favorite with a dude making his major league debut. How bad are the Cubs? I'm just saying, how bad are they?
Yeah, Justin, it's rough. It's rough, Stevie. It's real rough.
It's bad. Justin Steele against Joe Ryan. Any interest here in Justin Steele?
No. Mm-mm.
I mean, he's a lefty going up against an offense that, I mean, they can throw Buxton, they can throw Donaldson, Polanco's good from the right side, Sano has power, Roker has power. This is an easy stay away spot for me. He's been able to generate ground balls and not get like extremely blown up when he was out of the bullpen, but he moved to a starter role and he's given up at least one home run in all three starts. So, I mean, he's just not a starter. He's more of a relief guy, and it's not what he's used to. That's for sure. All right. On the other side, we got Joe Ryan. Will, I was doing some research on Joe Ryan. This is a guy that was drafted by the Rays, was in a trade with the Nelson Cruz trade. Big-time prospect. Big-time prospect here. Electric fastball, good curveball, good changeup, really good command. Like, in AAA this season, in 57 innings when he was with Tampa, he had a 4.7% walk rate and a 35% K rate. Biggest drawback that I was reading about him is he gives up a lot of fly balls, but big strikeout stuff. I mean, this is another reason that I said Joe Ryan going up against this offense. I mean, there's plenty of upside here for him in his major league debut. There's a lot of strikeouts here.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's what we like to hear. They haven't seen him before. He hasn't seen them. So it's kind of mano-a-mano. And, I mean, Stevie, this feels like Alexi all over again. I think I'm probably going to be willing to play some Joe Ryan today, especially if we want to squeeze in these expensive Toronto bats and win our money back.
I mean, the Cubs bats is a dude making his debut. It's just who you play. I mean, you play Wisdom. I mean, Ortega and Schwindel.
Don't let them swindle you out of your money, Stevie.
I mean, they're fly ball hitters against the fly ball pitcher. So, I mean, there's maybe some upside there, but I'm a favorite.
Yeah, I'm just not going to worry about it. If I just keep fading the Cubs all year, I think I'll be fine.
I mean, we could be picky too. I mean, there's plenty of spots in the slate. So
yeah,
the Twins, I like the Twins a lot, Will. I liked them a lot on yesterday's slate. They're cheap. It doesn't always work out, but I'm always willing to take shots here on the Twins. And I mean, maybe they're going to have a breakout inning while I'm saying this, because hopefully they're going to score some runs here. But anyway, talk to me about the Twins, Will.
Yeah, man. They're just too – I think they're too cheap. I mean, I think Josh Donaldson should be at least 45, and same for Polanco. Buxton, I know he's just kind of coming off the injured list, but he should have been at least 4K. I mean, this is a proven commodity. You know, I don't mind Brent Rooker being under 3K when he's kind of new, and Jeffers and Astudillo, who, you know, is kind of a low strikeout guy, or has been a low strikeout guy. And even Andrelton Simmons, like, he's a professional hitter. He's 2K, Stevie. Come on. He should be at least 3K. Oh, this team's just priced down dramatically. And so this is probably one of the better cheap stacks on the day, just bar none.
It's good old Simmons. Play him if you like singles.
I mean, but listen, when he was in L.A., when him and Trout were there at one point, I mean, remember he was cranking home runs? Him and Trout were just hitting bombs every day, but those days are long gone. He took his one season and got off the PEDs. Yeah, I didn't say that.
he's not a big power guy. It's just, I mean, I said, play him if you like him. All right, we're moving on. We got the Brewers and the Giants facing off in this one. This game it opened at 8.5. It's down to 7.5, and the Giants are a 145 favorite. We got Anderson against Gausman. Any interest here in Brett Anderson?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
No, low strikeout guy, doesn't pitch deep into games. This is an easy fade for me. I like Gausman a lot on the other side. I know he hasn't been pitching good lately. I think this is a spot that we could see Kevin Gausman have a really strong game. I think this lineup is a very favorable lineup for Gausman. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I like it. For one thing, the price is coming back down to earth, right? Like he's been 10K, 10-2, 9,900. Like now we're getting back in that range where we can pull the trigger. 8,700, guy that has good strikeouts, I'm more than willing to plug him in.
I mean, bats on the Brewers side. One of the reasons that I like the spot for Gausman is because I don't really love the Brewers bats here.
Yeah, absolutely not playing the Brewers. I think Gausman can limit the damage enough, can get enough Ks, so I'm with you, leaving him on the shelf.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like a Navarez, but and then on the other side, I mean, I want to see what this lineup looks like. Brett Anderson's very beatable. A lot of contact, a lot of hard contact to righties. So, I mean, like, Posey and Bryant obviously stand out. And, like, this team platoons a ton, which is always, like, pinch hit risk. But I do think that this is a good spot.
Yeah, and I don't think Posey or Bryant's getting pinch hit for. So, I would absolutely probably build with those guys. And maybe they see Anderson, you know, 4 or 5 innings, he's still scoring enough runs. So, you know, Darren Ruff's probably going to be in play. Perhaps Wilmer Flores. But like you said, this is definitely a lineup spot.
Atlanta at L.A., taking on the Dodgers is where we finish it out here. We got Max Fried against Max Scherzer, the battle of the Maxes. 7.5 total here. Dodgers a 190 favorite in this one. Any interest here in Max Fried?
Oh man, good pitcher. I'm not gonna roll with him against the Dodgers. I wish he had a little bit more strikeout stuff. Like Morton's got a little bit more strikeout stuff than he does. Morton was, you know, clearly throwing on the previous slate for about 8,900. So I think I'm gonna let Max Fried sit on the shelf, but I respect him enough as a pitcher to not stack the Dodgers today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Fried. A lot of power at the top of this order, especially these righties. On the other side, I mean, Scherzer, I think Scherzer is an interesting tournament play if he's going to be loaned.
Yeah, I like Scherzer anyway. I liked, what's the guy's name? Anyway, the previous pitcher that was on the previous slate, I liked him too. So I'm going to be in on Scherzer on this slate. Still has the strikeout stuff. Can get the Ks. I mean, the guy went 7 2/3 innings, 10 Ks against San Diego here recently. And most of his starts, I mean, he's picking up 20-plus fantasy points. I'm in on Scherzer for sure.
Bats, anything on the Braves?
I'm not doing it today. I'm not going to do it. And why did Trevor Bauer have to go and mess this up? I mean, these guys would have had one of the biggest rotations in all of Major League Baseball. Can you imagine Scherzer, Buehler, and Bauer? It'd be insane.
I mean, yeah, for sure. It's just, I mean, it's still.
And really... Kershaw coming back possibly? Like, you know what? Oh, man. It'd be unreal, really. And I'm not even a Dodgers fan. This just like, why can't we get a pitching staff on our favorite team, Stevie? Just wow.
Right. Yeah, ain't that the truth? All right. Dodgers bats, anything standing out to you here?
I don't really want to play the Dodgers. Like I do think Fried gets enough ground balls to just, you know, maybe limit the damage. I think I won off the Dodgers, like a Mookie or a Turner, Muncy even. Muncy's been fine lefty-lefty this season. Turner, but I don't think I want to stack them here.
Yeah. I mean, I like Justin Turner a lot. He is a big-time fly ball guy against the ground ball guy. Mookie Betts as well. But I don't see myself stacking the Dodgers here. By any means. So, all right, Will, let's play the morning grind game. And again, I feel like we cruise through this slate, but I mean, I think this slate, the more I think about this slate, is just very straightforward.
Yeah.
Under 8K to get six or more strikeouts. Who do you got today?
Oh, man. Can we both play the same person? Because clearly it's Mike Minor.
I mean, my favorite is probably Joe Ryan.
Oh, I got
here.
You.
We go again.
I like it. I like
it's the week of the guys making debuts. We got Alexi, we got Joe Ryan. We'll see how it works out. Can we go 2 for 2? Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust today?
I'm gonna go with Max Fried.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna take too. Give me give me Carlos Rodon.
Oh man, yeah, that's almost another layup unless he comes out and gets like 8Ks in 3 innings.
I mean, if he's cruising, I'm not going to win. But if he gets into trouble, I think a lot of these guys get there. Steven Matz was the other guy I was thinking about, but I think a lot of the guys over 8K get there today. Give me a guy over 4K to go yard.
Well, I'm absolutely going to go to a game that I like. And, gosh, now he's not over 4K. Dang it. It's right at 4K. Well, I'm going to take Matt Olson from the A's.
I'm going to go Chris Bryant. Under 4K to get 2 hits.
Man, give me Byron Buxton.
Oh, you took my guy.
I was going to go Donaldson at first, but I forgot he wasn't over 4K. It's crazy.
He took my guy. Give me McCutcheon.
I love it.
Stack to score 6 or more runs. Will, who do you got?
The Royals.
All right. The Royals. I'm not going to say the Blue Jays. I'm going to go off the board a little bit today. And I think, I really think Kansas City scores 6 or more runs.
So we're both on the same team then.
I know. I was trying to see if you were paying attention because you said the Royals, so I said Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you though.
I mean, because everything else is obvious, right? Like that's.
I'll go Oakland just to be different, but I was seeing if you were going to catch it with me saying Kansas City instead of just saying Royals. So, I just gotta make sure you're paying attention. All right, man. Well, again, happy birthday. Hopefully, you have a good day. You know, you hit all your overs on Prize Picks. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Good luck, people, and catch you on the flip side.
I know I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it one more time. I was working on the September schedule. Our content here at RotoGrinders is going to be absolutely loaded for football. Make sure you guys are looking out for all those announcements. You're not going to want to miss it. If you want more info on premium and stuff, just go over to RotoGrinders in the top right corner. Just click premium and take advantage of that. So that's going to wrap it up here for Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday talking more baseball. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.